Collingswood, New Jersey is fed up with abandoned houses and it's doing something about it. A South Jersey town is using a decade-old state law to take control of abandoned homes, fix them up, and put them back on the market, as WHYY's Joe Hernandez reports.
I'm standing in a bungalow on Harvard Avenue. It's cold.
Watch his backswing, please. And
Collingswood Mayor Jim Maley is about to plunge a sledgehammer into the dining room wall. This is the first house to be rehabbed as part of the town's new program for flipping abandoned homes. Collingswood is using a New Jersey law that lets towns seek control of neglected houses through the courts, then fix them up. Maley says it's a way to prevent neighborhood blight from spreading.
This is how it starts. It starts with one house going south, and then it has a little ripple effects as the drag on that begins to affect the property values of the other properties. So by doing that, you revive and give this neighborhood a chance to keep going.
Mary Heckman lives across the street.
It's a terrible eyesore. And of course, our houses are devalued.
Heckman says the bungalow has been abandoned for 8 years. She says sometimes property managers stop by and throw bleach on the wall to kill mold, but that's about it.
Most of the people here have worked very hard, you know, to keep their homes nice and livable and the street nice. And then when you have to look at that day in and day out, it's really a shame.
Volunteers with the St. Joseph Carpenter Society are doing the repairs. Pilar Hogan-Klosky is the director.
The kitchen, the bathrooms need to be brought back up. It needs an entire new heating and air conditioning system. We'll be repairing the walls, new flooring. I think you can see through a hole in the bathroom down into the basement. We got to repair some of that stuff.
Collingswood is spending $150,000 to rehab the house, which it expects to recoup in the sale. The town has about 40 other abandoned properties on its list, but Mayor Jim Maley says the problem is much bigger than that.
This issue is in every town in New Jersey for different reasons, but everybody has this issue. And this is our chance to, you know, start reversing the tide.
From the New Jersey desk, I'm Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.